All right, this is Tuesday, the day before preparation for Thanksgiving. So we're having it Tuesday, the 26th, 2024. We have a teaching called As They Went. All right, I'll just read to you some thoughts here. So many today have a hard time believing. They believe in Jesus, but when it comes to what he did for us on the cross, they have a hard time believing that it is so. If they do not have outward evidence, they say they are not healed, or their circumstances have not changed. This is where faith corresponding action comes in. We've been looking at that for a few weeks, of kind of faith corresponding action. You think you're well. If you think you're well, you're on your way to seeing it in your body. Same goes with the circumstances. Having to see a sign or you will not believe is not faith. If you are hung up in this area, it is time to move on and believe that what God has said to you is so. I mean, he's already done everything. And that's hard to comprehend in this world where we see physical evidence, but what we need to see is spiritual evidence, right? If we really believe, then we will act to the best of our ability, like we are healed or the circumstances are changed. Faith corresponding action. You act like it, speak like it is already done, and as you go about your business, you will realize it really is. Faith is not of the flesh. All the countless hours you speak back and forth about it is wasted time unless it's led by the Spirit. You can't do it in your flesh. Faith has nothing to do with the works of the flesh. We have already investigated this. Our confession list will no further us along unless they are Holy Ghost inspired. Tailor made for you by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit giving you something to speak. Kind of like Jesus speaking to the mountain. Do you think he just pulled that out of his sack? No, I believe the Holy Spirit gave him exactly what to say. And because he did, it worked. All right, let's look at some scriptures. Mark 10. A lot of people get natural faith, you know, just someone having faith in something. They get that confused with the God kind of faith. Neither just how the two meet. This is Mark 10. We're going to start with 46. Y'all look fuzzy. These glasses. And they came to Jericho as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried the more a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called, and they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. So he had on a specific garment that identified him as a blind man. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. This man was pumped, man. He was ready. He threw it off as an act of faith. He threw that blind mantle or whatever it was to recognize that he was blind off. Forever went to Jesus. Jesus said, your faith has made you well. No, no. Jesus did that. Only Jesus could do that. No, it says his faith did it. Kind of like the woman with the issue of the blood, you know. Her faith had made her whole. What she believed. Not what Jesus believed, or the preacher believes, or anybody else believes. Your belief. As he believed and went, he cast off his blind man's coat before Jesus even prayed for him. Well, that is faith in action. But you know what? He had heard. There's a song by, what's his name? Help me out, Danny. Mark. Facing the giant. No, it's not that one. It's another one. But what it's talking about there, it's talking about that the voice of truth tells me a different story. The voice of truth.
Casting crowns.
Casting crowns. Oh, it's one of the best songs. I think it's in the Love Dare. I think that was our Fireproof. That was the first time I ever heard it. You know, I just think, God, that's so powerful. All right, let's keep going here. James chapter 2. I know when we go through hard things and then you just pray. I was telling Danny, I said, I get all these little thoughts and stuff about things and things that are not maybe right or things that I could change or things I should do. And I just do them. But something that just seems to be the most pressing matter in my life, I told him, I said, it's crickets. Except, well, just act like it isn't there. Are you kidding? Sometimes it's just nearly insurmountable to even think. Are you kidding? Can I actually walk like in the midst of dire circumstances, just like it's already done and it's not even there? Well, that's what As They Went is about. As They Went. They believed as they went, their faith was put into action. We're not just waiting. Oh, I'm just waiting on you, Lord. Just waiting on you, waiting. What are you waiting for? You're waiting for the circumstances to change, aren't you? Jesus said, well, as they went, as you go about your business, and you get your mind on the kingdom and all the things that we're supposed to have our minds on, that's when you'll look up and say, that thing's left. The circumstances have changed. Isn't that where we live? Okay. 2. James 2:14. What doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and hath not works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding ye give them not those things which are needful to the body, what doth it profit? Even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. There is action. You can slink around and nobody knows the troll I've seen. Or you can be in the midst of circumstances and nobody even knows what is going on by the way you act. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Thou believest there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect? And the scripture was fulfilled which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. He trusted God to the point that he was going to sacrifice his son because he knew God would raise him from the dead. And this was a symbol of the one that was coming. Yeah. You see then how that by works a man is justified and not by faith only. Likewise also was not Rahab the harlot justified by works when she had received the messengers and had sent them out another way? For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead. A lot of people are just sitting around waiting. Well, God never answered. Well, you never put any action to it. See, if this is not just somebody zapping you, praying for you and praying all it off of you and all this stuff. It's not what faith is. Faith is believing and acting as if it's so, even before it ever appears. Help us, Lord, today. Proverbs 23:7, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. It has everything to do with it. Blind Bartimaeus saw before his eyes were healed. Where did he see it? In his heart. That's the production center. He saw it before. That's why I threw off that blind man's cape. All right. He saw himself healed spiritually in his mind, even though he had no natural sight. His actions reflected what was in his heart. In your heart, I don't mean this. I mean this. Okay, Matthew 14. Like I said, Wednesday nights are not real long. They're just real powerful. Just practical. Practical. Just teaching. Sunday morning's more prophetic and apostolic. But on Wednesday night, I teach. Well, that's the way the Holy Spirit's been leading for a long time. All right, 14:22. And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side while he sent the multitudes away. When he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray, and when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. In other words, they was in trouble. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit," and they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I. Be not afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water." And he said, "Come." And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. So Jesus wasn't the only one that walked on water, was he? And when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and called him and said unto him, "O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?" I guess it depends on what you're looking at, right? All right, again, Peter's thoughts were good and he thought he could, but doubt crept in because of what he was experiencing, and he sank when he saw what we saw caused his fall. So when you're believing by faith, the worst thing you can do is sit and think about what you're feeling, what you're experiencing. That's outside of the voice of truth. Tells me a different story. The voice of truth tells me there's, what's the rest of it? The voice of truth. Do not be afraid. That's it. Do not be afraid. Fear, false evidence appearing real. Is it the truth? Okay, let's keep going. Go back a few pages, Matthew chapter 8. That thinking about what you're thinking about is very important. Keeping your mind, like I told a few weeks ago, the Lord showed me Jesus and his arms are out like this on the cross. And a certain area of his body where I am walking by faith, it was on him. It was on his body. Himself took my infirmities and bare my sicknesses. And what am I experiencing? False evidence. So when that tries to come to me, I have to look on him. One time, Creflo Dollar went in for, I think it was a prostate something another. And when the x-ray came back, his son was with him. He went in with the doctor, and he saw Jesus in his x-ray. He said, "The Lord was telling me, it's on him. Your circumstances are on him. All right, 8:1. When he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus saith unto him, See thou tell no man, but go thy way. Show thyself to the priest and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. In other words, there's action to his faith. He needs to go ahead under the law. Go show yourself to the priest as a leper. That was what they were supposed to do. All right, let me see, 13. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home, sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. Jesus saith unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, I'm not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and he goeth. To another, come, and he cometh. And to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, Verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. Great faith. Lord, I don't need you to come do nothing. I just believe your word. And I say unto you that many shall come from the east and west and sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast down into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And Jesus said unto the centurion, Go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. Jesus said, Yes, I have a healing anointing, and I say and I impart healing to you. You're healed. No, he said, As thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. Wasn't Jesus' faith that healed him? It was his faith. See how powerful your faith is? You're made in the image and likeness of God to just like be like was, as the Holy Spirit gives that word to speak. He didn't leave us, like he said, orphans and over there in John. I didn't leave you, an orphan. The hard part is waiting to get the word to speak instead of just speaking anything and everything and being prayed for till they rubbed every hair off your head. You know what I'm saying? Trying to get an answer. Going to every prayer line in town trying to get an answer. This is the way the church has been raised. I'm not always bashing the church because we're part of the church, but that's a fact. We have not been the way we're supposed to be. We've become dependent. We're like the ones, the virgins. That some had their lamps full. They're walking in the Spirit. They're doing what Jesus said. The others, they didn't have any oil. So you give us yours. Can't do. Can't do. No more piggyback. We've got to learn to do this ourselves. No more piggyback on somebody else. We can't make it that way. It's never been supposed to have been that way. We were all supposed to learn to walk by faith. We mimic our father and our brother with the help of the Holy Spirit. Are y'all seeing this? All right. Luke chapter 1. I'm telling you. The prayer chains were noble, I guess, if God told someone to start a prayer chain. But the thing is, he never told us to go to prayer chains to get our answers. He said over there in Matthew 6 that we were supposed to go to your closet in secret, ask your Heavenly Father in secret, and he will hear and he will answer in secret. I know some people in some dire straits. I mean, they are in dire straits. But they won't get down on their knees and they won't seek God. Go to the Father in secret. They run around to all the specialists trying to get an answer. There's no answers. What do you do when there's no answers? There's only one that's got the answer. Seeking first the kingdom. All right. Luke 1. Let's see, verse 1. No, start with verse 5 there. There was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias of the course of Abia. And his wife was of the daughters of Aaron. Her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless. And they had no child because that Elizabeth was barren. And they both were now well stricken in years. And it came to pass that while he executed the priest office before God in the order of his course, according to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. And the whole multitude of the people were praying without at the time of incense. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, Fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. Thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost even from his mother's womb. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. And Zacharias said unto the angel, Whereby shall I know this? For I am an old man, my wife well stricken in years. And the angel answering said unto him, I am Gabriel that stand in the presence of God, and am sent to speak unto thee and to show thee these glad tidings. And behold, thou shalt be dumb and not able to speak until the day that these things shall be performed, because thou believest not my words, which shall be fulfilled in their season. And the people waited for Zacharias and marveled that he tarried so long in the temple. And when he came out, he could not speak unto them. They perceived that he had seen a vision in the temple, for he beckoned unto them and remained speechless. And it came to pass that as soon as the days of his ministration were accomplished, he departed to his own house. And after those days, his wife Elizabeth conceived and hid herself 5 months, saying, Thus hath the Lord dealt with me in the days wherein he looked on me to take away my reproach among men. All right, let me skip to the part right here. Let's go to 57. Now Elizabeth's full time came that she should be delivered, and she brought forth a son. Her neighbors and her cousins heard how the Lord had showed great mercy upon her, and they rejoiced with her. And it came to pass that on the eighth day they came to circumcise the child, and they called him Zacharias after the name of his father. His mother answered and said, Not so, but he shall be called John. And they said unto her, There is none of thy kindred that is called by this name. And they made signs to his father how he could have him called, and he asked for a writing table and wrote, saying, His name is John. And they all marveled, and his mouth was opened immediately, and his tongue loosed, and he spake and praised God. And he begins to prophesy and confirm what the angel really had said to him about his son. I mean, I'd hate to be in a situation where I was so negative that the angel would have to smite me dumb so I wouldn't wreck the plan of God. Going on all the time, wrecking the plan of God. God has a perfect plan, and he has the word to speak to your situation. But if you just keep doing whatever you think you ought to do and just riding by the seat of your pants, isn't that what Zechariah was saying? Well, I'm old. My wife is old. Ain't no way that's possible. And there's an angel. I mean, we're not just talking an angel. We're talking Gabriel that stands in the presence of the Lord. Brings him a greeting. And he is so lame, lame-brained, he didn't hear anything he said. Well, prove it. Give me a sign. Well, you dummy, there's an angel standing there. There's no bigger sign than that other than the Lord himself. All right. Luke. Go to Luke. No, I'm sorry. I just read Luke. Let's go to John. John chapter 20. Tell you what, you don't want to be a provoking any angels. All right. The first day of the week, cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulchre, and seeth the stone taken away from the sepulchre. Then she runneth and cometh to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loves, and saith unto them, They have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they have laid him. Peter therefore went forth, and that other disciple, and came to the sepulchre. So they ran both together, and the other disciple did outrun Peter, and came first to the sepulchre. And he, stooping down and looking in, saw the linen clothes lying, yet went he not in. Then cometh Simon Peter, following him, and went into the sepulchre, and seeth the linen clothes lie. And the napkin that was about his head, not lying with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in a place by itself. Then went in also that other disciple which came first to the sepulchre, and he saw and believed. For as yet they knew not the scripture that he had risen again from the dead, and the disciples went away again into their own home. But Mary stood without at the sepulchre weeping, and as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre, and seeth two angels in white sitting, the one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. And they say unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? She saith unto them, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? But she, supposing him to be the gardener, saith unto him, Sir, if thou have borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus saith unto her, Mary. She turned herself and saith unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. Jesus saith unto her, Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren, and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to your God and my God and your God. Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord, and that he had spoken these things unto her. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst, and said unto them, Peace be unto you. When he had said so, he showed unto him his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus to them again, Peace be unto you, as my Father has sent me, even so I send you. When he had said this, he breathed on them and saith unto them, Receive the Holy Ghost. And whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted unto them, and whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, We have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, Except I see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger to the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. I mean, this whole company saw him. And after 8 days, again his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, Peace be unto you. Then saith he to Thomas, Reach hither thy finger, behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered unto him, My Lord and my God. And Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. Isn't that what walking by faith is? Walking by what is not seen, but you believe anyway. All right. Luke, let's go back to Luke 24. Nearly done here. All right, verse 1 there. Now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came into the sepulchre bringing spices, which they had prepared, and certain others with them. They found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre. Now, let's take a little journey back. Jesus told them many times what was going to happen. He already laid it out before them. And they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, Why seek ye the living among the dead? He's not here, but is risen. Like, other words, he already told you this. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again. He told them everything. And they remembered his words and returned from the sepulchre and told these things unto the 11 and to all the rest. It was Mary Magdalene and Joanna and Mary the mother of James and other women that were with them, which told these things unto the apostles. And their words seemed to them as idle tales. Some people, no matter what you say to them, they ain't going to believe. And they believed them not. Then arose Peter and ran into the sepulchre, and stooping down, he beheld the linen clothes laid by themselves and departed, wondering in himself at that which was come to pass. I mean, he was in his inner circle. Peter, James, and John. Then it talks about on the road to Emmaus, Jesus is walking with them. And because of the way they were thinking, they didn't even recognize him. Not till he sat down to bread with them. And then, I guess they saw the nail scars. I don't know that finally they recognized it was Jesus and he disappeared. They were all down in the mouth, like it was they had just lost everything. But Jesus told them the whole thing before he ever left. Even today, with all the evidence, many will say he has not risen. Ever come across people like that? They just do not believe. They refuse to believe. 1 John 4. Well, if Jesus would come down and touch me and do this, then I would believe. All right. This is 1 John 4:1. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know we the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. Every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh, he is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already it is in the world. Ye are of God, little children, have overcome them, because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. All right, go back now. We're going to go to Luke 17. Like I'm telling you, I've been warning. When you hear a programmer talking about, well, he's just a consciousness. Mm-mm. No, he come in the flesh. And if they don't believe he's come in the flesh, they are antichrist. I don't care what they say. All right, Luke 17. Start with 11 there. And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee, and as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. They lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. When he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priest. He didn't lay any hands on them. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. As they went. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God save this stranger. And he said unto him, arise, thy faith hath made thee whole. Not just healed, but whole. He got a bonus. He did it the right way. Will we take God at his word, or will we just struggle in our unbelief because of what we see or don't see? We have a choice. I'm telling you, when you struggle, your life's miserable. It's just miserable. So, isn't it a lot easier just to believe? All right, one more scripture, John 4. Starting with 43. after 2 days he departed thence and went into Galilee, for Jesus himself testified that a prophet hath no honor in his own country. Then when he was come into Galilee, the Galileans received him, having seen all the things that he did at Jerusalem at the feast, for they also went unto the feast. So Jesus came again into Cana of Galilee, where he made the water wine, and there was a certain nobleman whose son was sick at Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus was come out of Judea into Galilee, he went unto him and besought him that he would come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Then Jesus said unto him, Except ye see signs and wonders, ye will not believe. The nobleman saith unto him, Sir, come down, ere my child die. Jesus saith unto him, Go thy way, thy son liveth. And the man believed the word that Jesus had spoken unto him, and he went his way. And as he was now going down, his servants met him and told him, saying, Thy son liveth. Then inquired he of them the hour when he began to amend. And they said unto him, Yesterday at the seventh hour the fever left him. So the father knew that it was at the same hour in the which Jesus said unto him, Thy son liveth, and himself believed in his whole house. Just as simple as that. He just believed. All right. Y'all go believe, all right?